Today, we're diving into something that can seriously rev up your heat-resistant super alloy machining game. NTK Cutting Tools Ceramatic Solid Ceramic End Mills, powered by the SX9 grade.
Yes, the ceramatic end mills are built for heat-resistant super alloys and exotics, Inconel, Hastelloy, etc. They're Cyalon-based solid ceramic, very high speed, excellent thermal shock resistance, and tough in the face of scale and interruption.
If you haven't used solid ceramic before, here's what makes it special. Ceramics like SX9 run at much higher cutting speeds. Think several thousand SFM, especially compared to carbide. The hardness, heat resistance, and resistance to flank and notch wear let you push faster in HRSA.
Right? NTK's specs say in roughing Inconel with scale, SX9 can run turning or milling at around 180 to 240 meters per minute. That's about 600 to 800 SFM, with depth of cut up to 0.040 to 0.200 in when roughing. But what really stands out is its performance in end milling and high-speed work.
Let's talk real world. One case, an aerospace shop machining Inconel 718 Blisk component used the 12mm solid ceramic end mill in SX9 at around 2000 SFM with a feed rate of 0.0012 inches per tooth in a face or profile pass. They saw major reduction in cycle time and improved tool life versus their older carbide tools.
Another example, in a slotting, pocketing, and ramping scenario with the same SX9 ceramic end mill, they pushed about the same high speed, around 1,800 to 2,000 square feet per minute or more, with dry machining, and got 3 times tool life over competitor tools.
The ceramatic line comes in both 4-flute and 6-flute versions, in inch and metric diameters. Use them for slotting, side milling, profile work, ramping. They work across those types of operations.
One thing to note, being ceramic, they are less forgiving in interrupted cuts or where rigidity is low. They are best in stable setups with good machine stiffness. But if your setup is solid, you can run them dry and really take advantage of the thermal performance.
So, bottom line, if you're regularly machining HRSA materials or exotics and want to push speeds, improve tool life, reduce cycle times, SX9 ceramic end mills give you a serious advantage when used under the right conditions.
Definitely. They don't replace carbide everywhere, but in the right cases, roughing, high speed, stable setups, they're a go-to.
That wraps up today's episode. Head over to ntkcuttingtools.com to get full specs on the ceramatic end mill series and see which diameter and flute count fits your parts best.
Thanks for listening, and remember, faster isn't always better unless your tools can keep up. Keep those speeds high, feed strongly, and let HRSA materials meet their match.